Okay, we're recording.
Parsha's divorce, she and Tess. Let me know when you fellas got it.
I'm there.
I'm there?
Yes.
You there?
I'm right here.
You got the more than I am?
Yes.
Okay, Dafshin Tess. Who just joined?
Yaakov Lieberman.
Oh, very good. Dafshin Tess, Parshas Devarim. Piece that begins the Medrash Al Pasuk, the Yaakov Yehudi, the old one or the new one?
The old one, Parshas Devarim?
It's Parshas Devarim. It's probably one of the pieces towards the end of Devarim. Yeah, it's the last piece of Devarim.
Okay.
Begins with the Medrash. It's a long piece. The Medrash, Al Pasuk Re'ein Nesati Lefanechem Nesaret, Asher Nishma Hashem L'Avisechem. Medrash says on this Pasuk, behold, I have placed before you and given to you this land that I promised to your forefathers, L'Avram, L'Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to Avram, Yitzchak, and lost this land to give it to them. Ulizarim Achrayim, and to give it to their children after them. The Dosh of Azal, Mosay Islahem, what does it mean to give to them? Dosh and Chazal, Elu Oile Mitzrayim, this refers to the fact that Hashem is going to give it to the generation that come up from Egypt. Ulizarim, that additional word, and to their children, Elu Oile Bavol Achrayim. I'm sorry, Elu Oile Bavol. This refers to their descendants who are going to come out from Golda's bubble, second Mishmigdash. Achreyem, the last word there, after them, Elu Yemaisa Mashiach, to the coming after Mashiach. Okay, so this is the return to the, hold on 1 second, guys, one moment, please. We need to understand, come on, what is the Medrash trying to teach us? The language of the Pasuk uses to give to them and to their descendants. The Pasuk first refers to the fact that the land will be given to the others themselves. That Hashem will give them the land. We never find that happening. The only time we find the land being given is when Yeshua comes back with Klal Yisrael after Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Ukenayda Shah. Now, Ukenayda Shah of his Atzmon, how you get involved. They lived there, but they were not Teshavim. They weren't permanent settlers. The Oibahavin asked the Maranaim an astonishing question. Who came around and was not to nether from Hashem? Who was the one who relieved Hashem of his oath? Shenish Balbal says, Lahem is ordered to the Zahim Achreim. We see him prosecute that Hashem promises to give the land to the others and to their descendants. Ashmanasina, Shainim of Sekes, it suggests that it will be a giving, and he's giving the land without interruption. It's going to be a permanent giving for all generations. Is it my iron bow or a gullus or a ruchim or it? Where are all these exiles coming? They call each other exiles to all kinds of lands. It seems that this flies in the face of Hashem's oath to the others. So, what's going on here? You hear the question?
Mm-hmm.
Shabbat Baruch Hu Mekayim Shavuos HaKomet. The truth is that Hashem is constantly fulfilling His oath. The word of Hashem stands for him. The Noida. Because we know, Sha'ovais hein ikir binyan ha'olam, that the Ovais are the building blocks of the world, and the Ovais are a microcosm of all the generations. From the day that the Ovais existed in the world, they are the microcosm of all generations. Because the Ovais are literally these exalted midas, these exalted character traits. They, through them, is the conduct of all generations, in the conduct of the entirety of the world in all generations. Therefore, commensurate with any one of the attributes with which that generation operates, that's how Hashem conducts himself with the generation at that time. Hashem's conduct is always responsive to the way we are conducting ourselves. We know that when Kol Yisrael came up from Egypt, they had an extreme, intense love to Hashem. Avor, because of Gadol HaNisim HaNifalos, all the awesome miracles, Shirol Beinayim, that they saw with their own physical eyes, in Yisgah B'Lavavah, there was entrenched in their hearts Avotzis Avos Yisbach Light, the tremendous chains of love to Hashem. Ukumesh Yixiv, like the Pasuk says, Zachati Lo Chesed Nirayach, Ahavas Klo Nisayach, when the Pasuk refers to the generation that left Egypt going to Israel, the Pasuk refers to it in the sense of the tremendous love. The fact that they followed me into a desert which was totally uncultivated. This attribute of love that Kol Yisrael conducted themselves in that generation was the character trait of Avram. That was the Midas Ahav. In response to that, Hashem responded in kind. He responded to them with the same chesed, which was the root of their love to him. But also, he marked tribus in his voice, and he did for them greatnesses, miracles, way beyond nature. Because their love to him was a supernatural love. Therefore, he responded to them with a supernatural love. What was supernatural about what they did? They left Egypt, went out into a desert, without any plan whatsoever of how they were going to sustain themselves. They got to say that they also, like we say in Haggadah, they didn't even prepare the provisions for themselves. Why not? Because of their love, because of the tremendous faith. This was the attribute of Avram. He was the first of the believers. He was the one who made Hashem known in the world. Because Klal Yisrael in that generation took hold of this midah, is Nasir God came to some of the kusis about my brother. So due to the fact that they responded using the attribute of Avram Avinu, who was responsible for proclaiming Hashem to the world, the result of which was that the same happened in response to Klal Yisrael one at the time, as we know, the Darshan tells us that by Kriyas Yam Sof, the entire world was aware of Hashem in the world. That was in direct response to the same attribute of Avram Avinu. The Gadol HaNisim HaNifalos and the time to the response of the miracle that he did when they left Egypt, when they went through the desert. Through all of this, there was a tremendous the miracles that took place in the desert. Next paragraph. Yeah, okay. For this reason, the Vol Yom Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. Zachu v'gdu l'rabon. They came and they merited a tremendous greatness. Shayu ha'umetz mishubadim lahem. That the nations all were subservient to them. While you lahem melachim and had kings. Because this is all in response to this intense love. Mashenkin lo'ilibavu. This is not the case when the second Beis HaMikdash was built, when Klal Yisrael came up from Babel. They did not come up with tremendous fame or strength, or with any great fame. With any types of miracles, compared to what took place in Egypt. Rak, in fact, they came up only, they came up with permission granted by Kodesh. In fact, they didn't even all come up. Most of Klaizel stayed in Babylonia, but they all the Meazah, they didn't come up in Meazah. The Gamachri came, and even after, when they established themselves in Eretz Yisrael, Hayim Mishabodu and Machi Yavam, they were, the Klaizel were subservient to the Greeks, or the Machi Yavam, and then to the Romans. The Chol Zeh Avur Shalei Hoya Han Hagas Han Oz, the Midas Ahav Lo Yisbar. And this was all because the conduct of Klal Yisrael at the time was not a conduct of love. The fact that they went up was out of fear. As everybody knows, they went up because of the fear and the rebuke that they received from Ezra Sefer. So they grabbed a hold of the attribute of fear. It was all in their relationship to Hashem was a fear and awe relationship, not a love and chesed relationship. And therefore, midas ahava nafla ba'isam adonis kenei that they suffered a falling. What he calls you a falling of the attribute of love. Where do you see that? He says, you see it in Ezra, Shenasu Nashim Nachrius. People don't realize this, but the vast majority of the Jews that came out to build the second Beis Hamikdash were married to non-Jewish women. Do you guys know that?
No.
The Yishtamishu B'Zayis Amida, and therefore, when it comes to love, they utilize the attribute of love. They used love for things that were completely contrary to Hashem's desire. So the entire operation, their relationship to Hashem was only in the realm of fear. As a result, since their conduct was only through fear, that was Hashem's response from above. Liyos hanagosam. So everything was a trickle that was the result of a tremendous restriction. They did not merit miraculous things like they had when they left Egypt. For this reason, we know that in the second Beis HaMikdash there were numerous things missing. In the first Beis HaMikdash, there were 10 daily miracles. Second Beis HaMikdash, those things were missing. The daily miracles, like the fire that descended every day from heaven to consume the altar and the stuff that was on the altar, those things were all missing because it was not built with a relationship that was supernatural. So the second is made this was in the merit of Yitzchak Pirish. It was built Im ha'yishavim ba'ifin ha'deres, had they returned in those generations, Eilav yizbarach to Hashem ma'oid, exceeding yisal, lechoiz b'midas ahavim zihira, and they would have grabbed a hold of both the attribute of love and of fear. V'ayidei z'ha'yishkavagus chesed v'kura, and there would have been a fusion of kindness and fear of strength. Then it would have been different. They never came to that in a perfect way. To the degree that they lacked in this perfection of this attribute of Gemura, to that degree they fell more so and more so under the rulership of the nations. Until they sinned exceedingly so, and the decree against them came down through the attribute of justice and strength, to the degree where they went into this bitter galus, which has taken so much longer, much more so than any previous galus. All of this happened by the Anhagas, Dejus, by Sheni, because of the conduct of those generations of the Second Temple, whereas Abimid is a Gura, their conduct with Hashem was through this attribute of Gura, Hametzimtzim, Belius, Galus, and Chesed. It was not balanced with Chesed. Therefore, it's on the Gods of Abiyateva, the Gematria, the Kim. Therefore, the response from on high was through the attribute of nature, which has the same gematria of Elikim, Shudim, Bahamid. Hashem's response to them was through the Midas Adin, once they were no longer deserving of the Vesemigdash, therefore the Vesemigdash was taken from them. Next paragraph. But I want to help you understand. Why is this last Golus lasting so much longer than any previous goals? It's who I'll be on now. It's all based upon what we've been discussing. Because the two previous temples, Avraham b'Yitzchak, first this Mikdash was in the merit of Avraham, second this Mikdash was in the merit of Yitzchak. Shemoi b'Yitzchak, but without a mixture, without a balance of chesed and gemurah. When it comes to the days of Mashiach, speedily in our days, there will be a building elyon on high, the nitzva, a wondrous building with miracles and all kinds of heavenly signs. Well, Kameshik, like the Pasuk says, Kimeitzeis Chomeret Yitzrayim, like your days of leaving Egypt, at any place, I will show you wonders. The Yoytze, more so and more so, Yoytze, the Milam and Ataba, more so and more so will they be miraculous. Riyaz Shemoi Hagodo Misparsim Ba'ilam Ma'oid Ma'oid. See this language here? Yoisiviyos, more so and more so, will there be supernatural things that Hashem's name will become famous in the world, ma'id u'ma'id, exceedingly so. They call the Yevuskos Yankis. All of this will take place in the merit of Yankis Pish. Shal Yidei, Shigir Azan, Hogababaydis Avikim, Biahavu, Biyiriyacha. Because our service at that time will be balanced with love and with fear. Therefore, there will be a fusion of these two heavenly midis of chesed and gvura. This was the form of service of Yaakov. Shenema boy ishtam. Says about Yaakov that he was a whole person. Yerushev oy harim, who dwelled in tents, plural. Shnei oy halim, machriel, likan, or likan. the two tents, meaning the tent of Avraham and the tent of Yitzchak. Therefore, v'yisir gam ken b'maylo, there will be an appearance from above of midas harachmim, a gedolim of tremendous compassion, aydei nitzok hagvuras v'adim and b'chasodim, because there will be this sweetening, this tempering of the gvura with the ultimate chesed. Therefore, v'yadinim klal, there will not be this attribute of harshness, but hakrem b'maylo b'natev, everything will be supernatural, Shubchin is din, because nature is din. Amor shalayu ha-dinim ahmazam tarka shiyavayis layam, but then there will not be dinim because of this tempering that will take place. V'giyat shua nimshachas la'ad oli olmei olam. Salvation that will take place in the days of Mashiach will be forever and forever. Shalayu ha-oid golus klal, there will no longer be any golus. V'chazah, all of this will take place, avor mituk ha-dinim, because of this tempering of the attribute of justice, this will all take place because of this tempering which takes place through Yaakov. This is the Kabbalistic secret of the letter Vav of Hashem's ineffable name. The reason it will last forever is because the letter Vav is the letter of connection. It is that letter which connects mercy to all of the other midas. Therefore, the compassion that will spread in the world then will last forever, but we have sick without any interruption. Next paragraph. For this reason, we have to understand that because the salvation will be this awesome revelation. For this reason, the godless that will take place before the days of Mashiach, which is that we're now in the preparation for Mashiach's days, so there's always an even-handedness. We should understand that the light which will take place will be commensurate, will be greater than the darkness, but you can only appreciate the light because it came through this darkness. And therefore, the darkness precedes the light. The whole thing you understand as well. For this reason, because the salvation is going to be an eternal salvation, it seems that the Golos appears to be an eternal Golos. Just like the light which is coming our way that will take place speedily in our days will exist for such length, because it is this attribute of Yankiv which is this secret of this letter of love. So therefore the Golus that precedes it is also a very lengthy Golus. This is the meaning of the Medrash that we opened with. That the Pasuk says, "Lots of land to give it to them, Abel and Mitzrayim." This refers to those who went out from Egypt. Ki be'emes kol nesinus matonos ha'oretz ha'tovus. We should understand that all of the giving, the gifts of the land, all the goodnesses, who mamish lo always atzmam she'enam midas, they were given to the others, because the others are not the people. The others are these midas. Because whichever attribute is operational with the people who are conducting themselves at that time, that's how Hashem responds from above. That's how we arouse above the giving to that particular attribute and how we are given to. Therefore, the Pasuk says, I'm going to give it to them, meaning to them through us, through how we are conducting ourselves. When we're acting in Avram mode, then Avram is getting it. When we're acting in Yitzchak mode, Yitzchak is getting it. says, Lamamish Ula Zaram continues the Medish Eloi the Babo. Now the Pesach explains to their children, that's those who are coming up from Babo, Achrayim Eliyim Isa Mashiach, that refers to the days of Mashiach. She Oz Shleimus Amidus Viskabadus and Kulan Yachat Kimavay Lamayla. Then there will be this perfection of the Midas and this fusion of all the Midas in the days of Mashiach. Shall be then Nobin. Now we understand Shinoi Hanasinus, the difference in how Hashem gave the land. Shemishtana Echos Nasinus Oz, we understand, commensurate with how it was given to one generation who came up from Egypt. Me'echos Nasinus Oz by the bubble, to the change on how the land was given to those who came up from bubble. The Echos and Nasinus are Kaidman, and we also understand the distinction between those two givings. And how they're going to be given differently. All is dependent upon how we respond. Therefore, it comes out of it. Ishashvua, Shanishba, Uizbach, Lot says Namas Aret. The oath that Hashem took to give them the land, Hailachat Chila Mifur Hashem, it was from the outset dependent upon, I'll be out tonight, dependent upon the conditions. And it would be given to them based upon the conduct of those Midas, which are the others themselves. Because the Pesach says, law says, Lahem. It's all dependent upon how he's giving it to the others. If we are in Avram mode, we will get it in Avram mode. If we're in Yitzchak mode, we're going to get it in Yitzchak mode.
Is Galvez Lema Tijo, the Sayyidah Sayyidah, the Sayyidah Sayyidah Shainin,
the Torah was revealed to them with all of its secrets in the earlier generations. The Tamel, the Sedesel, Umatzpunem, with its secrets and its depth and its tastes. Kikala Hamigala Panerak Machos. Like a bride reveals her face only to her groom. Kumashiksiv, Tayyabana Tilamation, Mayrasha, like Kazal Talas, on that post, Al Tikri and Mayrasha, Element Uras. Torah is like a betrothed. Masha'ein, Kainachar Agolus. This is not the case in Golus. Shechaz, Rayichaz, Utrinus Acharayim. Now, there is a backhanded relationship. Einaim is Galatin, Hatera, Zanamda. The internal aspects of Torah are not revealed to those who study it. Kim Prinus Acharayim, Hatera. All we're able to get is somehow the surface level of Torah. The Chomomi, Shemaitu, Miris, Ma. Anybody wants to see any aspect of Prinus Pnei Torah in the depths of Torah, Apa Tzadik Marim, even worthy righteous people. Einam Zeichim Lezah, they cannot merit this, B'Shleimus, in a full way. Ki'im B'Meh HaMashiach, until Mashiach comes. She'yia Ol Tikun HaMidus, then they will be the full rectification of the Midus. V'yiz Kuli is Prinus Panim, then they will come to this depth, this face-to-face relationship. Hepach HaGolus, which is the opposite of the Golus that we're experiencing, Shnema B'Heishim Ocha Yemina. Is all the Gamkin is Galus Pnei HaTorah. Then there will also be the revelation of the depth of Torah, Vam Shachas HaDaz Ba'olam, and a tremendous outpouring of Das into the world. K'meshitziv Malah HaAretz Deya. The entire world at that point will be suffused with the knowledge of Hashem. Over Zer Tovin concludes the Mornay. Based upon this, we understand the man Loshna Pazik Shalmer, the aim is out to the financial source. Behold that place before you, the land. The Zuhalmer Loshin Re'ei, what language Hashem says, behold. Shumnarab Esma looks like he's pointing to something. Look at this. Gam Lahavan Loshin Lefnechem. What is this language of Lefnechem, a place before you? But based upon this, we understand. Should be made Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem all the other in Mitzrayim in the days of Moshe as they were coming up from Egypt. Ah, they are his also in Mitzvah Chesed. Because they were so entrenched in Chesed and in Amun Hashem, in Abayiz Barach and Moshe Avdei, they had a full trust in Moshe and in Hashem. Zachon and Madegas Panim. At that moment, they had all of the everything was revealed to them. Sha'aya kol hanagosam evizi eos, in all of their context, in all of their vision, v'asagosam, and all their grasping, was the Torah akot of chinis pnim. It was all at the face and in depth. Shuriya mamish, his status pnei Torah, they were able to see the depths of Torah. Asha'ein ganatagom sho'ze'eil chazi, loshin chazus kosho, forgive me, meaning, this is Chazoyz, he's saying, is a language of harshness. When it came to before the destruction, when Klal Yisrael began to conduct themselves, not by Stuchesed, and not in depth, the Torah no longer uses the language there of Re'ei. Torah uses Chazayim. That's the Re'ein Aramaic. Shuriya B'lashin Targum and Pchinas Acharayim. There the Pesuk uses already, they no longer had the deep vision. It was a surface vision. Kifi HaNagosim Oz, according to their conduct then. Okay, now when Mesh Rabbeinu Allah Shalom Shibiyana, why you Pchinas Panim? Mesh Rabbeinu says to them, in their days they had the deeper sense. Therefore, Amar Re'ei, Riki Amamish, he had it in an open way. Take a look at what you've got going now. Take a look, it's Lifnechem. You're getting all the depth. You're getting a full court view of Torah. But look what's going to happen if you neglect these midas. Therefore, make sure to remain holding the midas and these lofty midas. Lahem. There's Lamidais Ukinisnal El, referring to Lahem, meaning it will be yours as long as you're conducting yourself according to the midas of the others, then you will have access to the land, then you'll have access to the Torah and the depths. Baruch Hashem li'olah. Amen v'amen. I thought this was an appropriate piece to learn before going into the 3 weeks.
Absolutely. The Yosha Kog is a beautiful piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, fellas.
Yosha Kog. That's not what I wanted. Oops.
But we, for ourselves, require that the mitzvah of kindling the menorah has to be relevant to us when we don't have the menorah. Sha'atayya nikras etza. Torah is called advice. Shenema v'etza v'seshia. Hashem says to me, I have etza v'seshia. So Lamesh Atayra Medit, Torah is proclaiming, Kol mi shereitza v'yizdabek el abridi yizbarach shemoi, any person who wants to connect with Hashem Yizbarach, Yishal etzli etza, should come to the Torah and ask an etza. Hi ha-miyayetzes, u'madreches ha-odom lidovik boi, it is Torah that gives advice and guidance to the person to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'zakei mikrei matayag mitzvah, itin b'zoyer HaKadosh, for this reason we find that the Zohar refers to the mitzvot as itin. Itin are advice. The nimtza, therefore, gam mitzvah zu eitzei eich niskarav al abayu. This mitzvah also needs to be advice on how we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'av imein v'yodeinu le'migdash v'lei menoyer. And even if unfortunately we do not have the migdash or the menoyer today, akoponim atzoso tokum li'olam, the advice the Torah gives will endure forever. So what does this mitzvah say to us? Ksiv b'reishis b'ra elikim es ha-shamayim es ha-arit. Pasuk says, in the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created heaven and earth. Zohu shechazal, yishvil ha-toyah, shenikra ha-toyah, yizal, so Rashi quotes, the chazal that says, b'reishis means for reishis. For the purpose of Klal Yisrael, for the purpose of Torah, it's called Nations Darkly. Uvishvil Yisrael, and for the purpose of Klal Yisrael, Shemikra, Nations Tavuah, we are called the first of his Tavuah, of his crop, of his grain. But the Atachlis, the ultimate goal, Ukemesha Omar, Shleimus, Saivdovar, Akol Nishma, Eselikim, Yereimus, Mitzvahs of Shemar, Kizek, Kalaodam. If Bereshit is Bishvil Yisrael, Yisrael is referred to as the Adam. The Tachlis of Adam is, as Shlomo Melech says, Yiras Hashem. Kizek Kol Adam. That's where it's all at. V'dorsh Chazal, Kol Adam Le'nivro El Bishvil Zeh. Chazal say, what does it mean, Kizek Kol HaAdam? Kizek Kol Adam means the entirety of creation was worth it for this one person. That's a Lema. Bishvil ha-yira. What we're saying is, if the entire goal of humanity is yira, then the entirety of creation is worth it for that moment of yira tzadikim. The Adam ha-yirei Hashem, the human being who fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bishvil ha-nivra ha-koyim. All of creation was created for him. Nimtza ha-ikir ha-yira. The bottom line is, the Iker, the main, the fundamental, the goal, the Tachlis, is Yira. Now, he's going to make a distinction here between fear and awe. Chazal tells us that any person who is fear of sin precedes his wisdom will endure. But a person who doesn't have the fear, his Chachma will depart. What we see from here is that Torah, which is Chachma, has no kiyum, has no endurance without Yira. The Koshkin Shameis of B'nai Adam. For sure, if Torah doesn't have kiyum without Yira, for sure any other matters of humanity don't have any value without Yira. The main Yira in Klum, there's no Yira, there's nothing. The Lav, the Chlova, the Adam, the person is Kein Mensch Nisht. Person doesn't qualify as a human being. That's a pretty strong statement. And he's writing it from the fact that you have these two chazals. One of them says that the tachlis of everything is Yira, tachlis of everything is Adam. Therefore, we must be talking about a synthesized Adam with Yira. So, if the Yira is lacking, and the person has not reached the tachlis of what a human being is supposed to be. The truth is, the end of Hayyidim is Bashet is all company of it. Everyone has a relationship with Yira. When Shema Chazal, the Chazal tell us, Hamaz Yiras Chaveya Shiyer Kol Iman, the person who invites his friend to eat with him. The way the Manina, our Meister, said that he doesn't trust the person vis-a-vis Meister, that he tithed his food correctly. The Shabbos, Shoyalai V'Oichel Optif. Shabbos, you could ask him, did you take off Meister? And if the guy says yes, he can eat it based upon the person's say-so. Mipnei, says Yerushalmi, Mipnei, Sha'ama Oret, Emas, Shabbos, Allah. Even an ignoramus wouldn't lie on Shabbos. V'yore lavar aveira l'shaka v'shabbos yesim v'v'chorel and Ha'ama Oret fears to transgress an aveira, the fear to lie on Shabbos more so than during the week. Nimtza, v'shabbos. Therefore, what we see from here is that on Shabbos, mispashet es hayira afil al amaret. There is a pervasive feeling of yira in the world that applies even to an amaret. The atam, and the reason is ki Shabbos nikra Shabbos malkiseh. Shabbos is called Shabbos, the queen, or Shabbos of kingdom. Shemalchusay mizgale be'olam. On Shabbos, the Ribbono Shel Olam, malchus is revealed in the world. The Ayiri, Pchinus Malchus. And Yira stems from a person who's able to discern, is able to sense the Musig of Malchus. The Ayidei, Hayira, Shemikablin, B'Shabbos. And if we optimize and receive and accept into ourselves the awe of Shabbos, Yuchalavid, B'Yira, Yikol Yimeachar. The goal isn't just to experience it on Shabbos. The goal is to take it from Shabbos and draw it into the week to serve with it all week long. The year called Maitzav L'Shem Shemayim, so that the persons, all of their actions will be L'Shem Shemayim. Ki Ayidei Yira Yikayim K'meshikosav Shiviti Hashem L'Neg B'Samid, because the result of Yira will be that a person will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Pasuk states, I keep Hashem before me at all times. Because of the Shulchan Aruch, it's written in Shulchan Aruch, right? The Bidin is a cloud, God of the Torah, the Spasik of Shvisi, Hashem, the Negvi, Soma, it's a general rule of the Torah. Umalat HaTzadikim, it's the advantage that the righteous have. Ha'aruch in B'derech Hashem. Shein Yishivot, Sayut, Niyoysa, V'Yilucha, you can't compare a person sitting and is acting and is walking, Kishuba Beisai, when he's in his own home. You can't compare a person who's sitting in their own house compared to a person who's going to be sitting in front of a king. But his speech and his openness of his mouth won't be the same as he's sitting in his house compared to if he was in front of a king. If a person pictures this, he will immediately be overcome by Yira. As it says in Shulchan Aruch there, he will constantly be filled with the busha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look in Shulchan Aruch what he says there. Yeah. The Nimtza. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The Nimtza kol ma'isa v'asoka v'hilucha yutinu yoyisav mekayim v'hem v'chol v'chachati. The result of Yira will be that a person imagines themselves constantly to be in the presence of the king. If that's their perspective, and that's how they see themselves, so therefore the person constantly will fulfill v'chol v'chachati. The person will see to it
I'm always in the presence of the king, so in every which way that I conduct myself, if it's in business, if it's in eating, if it's in sleeping, no matter where it is, it's all part of serving a Kodesh Baruch. All of your actions should be the Shem Shemayim. The person will be able to see to it that all of their actions, meaning the 6 days of the week, don't only mean the 6 days of the week. They mean all the activities of the 6 days of the week will be the Shem Shemayim. Who are you there? Shabbos. All of this comes to the person through Shabbos. Shemishba lo odem yira on Shabbos is a gift. On yira, sheyuchalav da boyer kol sheshes in our mind. So the gift is the ability that's propelled into the week that a person has the capacity to serve all week long. U'lechein amad b'tikunim, therefore the Zohar says, Bereishis is made up of two words. Yorei Shabbos. Shabbos, Bereishis, the tachlis is to fear the Shabbos. So it says the Maranai, it doesn't mean fear the Shabbos, it means Shaydei Shabbos, Yizgayu Midas HaYira Ba'ilav, through Shabbos, the Midas, the attribute of Yira will be revealed in the world, Shenikah Shabbos Masakim, because the Yira of Shabbos stems from the fact that there's a Gilu, there's a revelation of Hashem's Melucha in the world. And gift is the whole thing that we'll address here. And that's why it requires a gift from above. Next paragraph. But if heaven forbid, we don't guard the Shabbos, Azein Bayira, the Shabbos will go by, and we won't sense any Yira. Even Shein Bayira, after the Chachmos, any Meskayim, if even his wisdom doesn't endure. Koshkin Shem, I say, Gashmi, but how could you hardly expect if there's no Yira and there's no Chachmos of Torah? So how could a person's physical life be sanctified? When he called Masim Mikraim Chalonim, unbelievable word he's going to say now. Very scary word. Persons and all of his deeds will be called Chalonim. You know what Chalonim are? Corpses. There is also persons after food. Chalonim are, as I said. But you know what a chalal is? We use the term chilal Hashem, right? What is chilal Hashem? A chalal means a void. Look what he says. K'may meis ha'nikra chalal. We call it chilal Shabbos because usually the desecrate chilal Shabbos is the same way we translate chilal Hashem, meaning to desecrate. But no, chalal means Russian meis, dead. Mipnei shein bechiyos. Why is it dead? Because it has no life force. Because the persons, all of their activities are disconnected from the source of life. So they're halal, they're dead. Kiev is b'utecha. Meaning, kol avayah sheboi lemu chalal b'ruim. Anything, any existence in the world and every creation, how you efes v'tayu b'utishma yizba, would be non-existent were it not for the sustenance of Hashem. Now he takes it a step further. And therefore it's called Chilul Shabbos because the person causes, through the desecration of Shabbos, if there's no Yira, then the life cannot be suffused with life. As a result, it's Chilul, it's dead. The corpse is. Ulechein Shayalim Ma'adam. Look what he does here. Therefore the first question that a person is asked when they come upstairs is Nasasa V'Nasata Be'amunah. Kavata itim the Torah. Kashi is about to come up. I'm going to explain this later on in the piece. Two first question is, did you deal honestly in business? And did you establish set times for Torah? Ulechem ksim v'shabbos, this is awesome. Therefore, it says about Shabbos, mechalolehom mois yuma. Those who are mechalol Shabbos shall be put to death. That's a Maimah Shenikra Mechalel. He's called a person who is a Mechalel. He is a death causer. Shoyit to call Ma'asim Chalom. This person creates an entire life of corpses. Oh, you may say Hashem Shabbos. Because he's not guarding the Shabbos. And as a result, he can't acquire the yira that's required to serve Hashem. Shibulta without that yira. Hakar lenachshav lekulam, the wife is purposeless, commercial biyati, as we've explained. Umitzal lekachiyus le'am yisharim chavim, to remove all life force from his activities. And therefore they remain chalal, umida, keneged mida. Therefore, the result of that is that Hashem says, my tuma. Really, it's a consequence. He's creating death. Next paragraph. Ulechein amru chazal, for this reason, as they just say, amar kodesh brofa na ma'isha makona tevi, yashli v'bez ginozi v'shabbos shema. Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem says to Moshe, I have a great gift in my treasure house, and its name is Shabbos. Says the Maranayim, what is this Beis Genozi? What's this treasure? What is Hashem have a treasure? Avodei Shayira Nikra Yitzorai, because Yira is called Hashem's Oitzer, the Tzuriyana Tashari Yitzorai. Because the Pasuk says, the Yifir of Hashem is his Oitzer, that's the language of Chazal use. Yiras Hashem, what's the treasure? What is Hashem treasure? Yiras Hashem. Same language. Again, Chazal used the same terminology. What does Hashem have? An Eitzer, treasure house of Yerushalayim. As he said above, the year is revealed through Shabbos. His Nimtai, they are Shabbos. Yasig Dover Agonos, great choice of it is through Shabbos that a person will be able to attain something which is treasured in the treasure house. I have a great gift. Where is it? It's in my Beis Genozi. You know what else is in Beis Genozi? Yerushalayim. She Yira. Shabbos Shemot. Shabbos is the tool, the mechanism that Hashem gave us to be able to acquire Yerushalayim. The only place we ask Yerushalayim is this Shabbos. Twice. Shabbos Shushchedesh Benchim. We ask for Yerushalayim twice. I have a play of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim v'Yerushchet. Otherwise, there's, I don't remember, another explicit request for Yerushalayim. They don't?
Should keep in front of their minds the concept of fear of punishment.
Ad Shiachti in the Madrigos, until they will be returned to their higher level of awe. The Yira Toenish Nikri Yira Chitzaynis, the fear of punishment is called an external form of fear. The Yira Toenis, and the true awe, Nikri Yira Pnimis, is called an internal form of Yira. For this reason, Shabbos has two levels. Shabbos has two totally different categories, and it confuses a lot of people. There's a lot of religious stuff on Shabbos, Torah, Tefillah. And yet, on the other hand, you have all the fun stuff of Shabbos, the geshmak, physical pleasure. They are connected based prinus, and now they correspond to these two kinds of things. Connected, you're pneumius, you have this pneumius, corresponding to the awe. You have awe generators. Those are things that generate awe in the person. Connected, you're chitzainius, and prinus tanugim, prinus chitzainius gashmi. But corresponding to the fear aspect, there is the physical pleasure. Takein, hashtei prinus. Commensurate with how a person invests in either of these things is how they will be able to be mamshach the yira into these areas during the week. So how a person daven and learns on Shabbos will affect how they learn and daven during the week, and how a person integrates and eats and geshmak on Shabbos is how they'll be able to be mamshach the Yira of Hashem into their physical stuff during the week. The moment you say this, the shtickle, this paragraph is awesome. Zeru, listen to what he does here. A famous Chazal, look what he does with this. Ilu Shomri Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos, Chazal Talas, had Klai Yisrael only kept two Shabbosos, Miyadu Yinagonu, they'd be redeemed immediately. He says the Maranayim, it doesn't mean two consecutive Shabbosos. It means both aspects of one Shabbos. Hailu Shabbos Echad. Really, it means one Shabbos. Elishabachol Shabbos Yeshnei Pchinis. Every Shabbos has two categories. Chitzonius and Pnimius. There is the externality of Shabbos and the Pnimius of Shabbos. V'nikra Shnei Shabbosos V'hovin. This is called two Shabbosos, and understand this well. Teru Tzvila Pnimius. Tanugi Shabbos. Tanugi Achid V'shtiyah Chitzonius. The Teru Tzvila is called the Pnimius of Shabbos. And the tanugi, the pleasures of eating and drinking, are called the chesed. Ubishabis toshiyeh kosher v'dovik b'mayor baruch hu b'liyach. Shabbos, a person needs to connect to Hashem without interruption. K'mayim mechazal hafer v'shalo yedivuach shal Shabbos yedivuach shachar. Even a person's speech on Shabbos should be different. Ben tzorach la'az yadvar b'teilim. He says, and they're not warning us about idle chat, because that's forbidden even during the week. And I feel that one of them will tell you in even permissible speech, lo yeh v'shabbos, ki me'a choyel, this should be different on Shabbos like during the week. Da'ak v'yiz da'avik, bo yiz barach, they should be words that help us cleave, talk of the Shabbos, hu la'am, shichalov, ha'yira, because the goal of Shabbos is to draw upon ourselves, yirem. So the concept of the kingdom of Shabbos. Shehi Anishama Yisrael, another Maranayim throws in a new element, and that is the very concept, the very essence of Nishama Yisrael. Shabbos, we're told we have an additional soul, says the Maranayim, that's a lema, a Yisrael Shinitoistiv Ma'adam. This is the advantage given to a person, Ki Anishama Uchir Shalom, because the Nishama is the Chir. The Neshama is referred to as the life of life, the Neshama of all Neshamas. If a person integrates the Yira, Pchinus Malchusah, and his Pashnus, and his Galad of the Me'odam, which is the Malchus of Hashem that can flow through to the person, Nimtah Neshama Yeshua Yisra, and San Shabbos, the Neshama has an advantage. The Nikri Neshama Yisra, therefore it's called an additional Neshama, meaning Tois is chayim mechay hachayim, an infusion of life from the source of all life. And we will take it up from here, Amir Tashem, next week. 8 o'clock.